Thank you, Chair. So thank you, Bonnie, for your report. I have no problem with the fact that there is an individual and collective aspect of the right to development. As Mihir said earlier, you know, it's an uncontroversial issue. It's set out in law. What I do have an issue with, though, is this suggestion that there are derivative rights from the Declaration of the Right to Development. And this is something that we have discussed in the past as part of our first mandate, actually. And I remember that there was no unanimous decision on the philosophy of this particular point of the Declaration. You made it clear that you don't think that states are right holders for the purposes of a right to development, in the sense that the right to development is only a human right to development, i.e. is a right of humans individually and as groups. I can't say it was made as out as clearly as that in the report, but perhaps I missed something. But be that as it may, paragraph 62 and 65 of your report, the suggestion that there is a derivative right of states vis-à-vis another state, with that proposal, I disagree. And I know what you mean, that states have rights within treaties, but those are freestanding rights. For example, outside the sphere of the right to development, which is in the current state a declaration in any event, but leaving that to one side, if a state signs, for example, a investment agreement with another state, that's a bilateral investment treaty, a legally binding document. A state has a sovereign right within that treaty to self-regulate or take steps to protect public interest, to protect human rights, to protect sustainable development in the context of that agreement. But as I say, those are freestanding rights and they're not implied obligations from the existence of the treaty between those two parties. So in my view, the proposition in your study that if obstacles to the realization of the right to development within a state are created as a result of the violation of the duty to cooperate by other states, either directly or through international organizations, only the state may feasibly demand respect for the right to development on behalf of its citizens. In my opinion, I'm not saying that that proposition is wrong and we shouldn't aspire to full international cooperation, but there is a distinction between that aspiration and asserting that that's actually a right set out in a legal document. And it's with the latter proposition that I disagree, because in my opinion, it's a suggestion that is too vague to give rise to a clearly defined right, let alone a human right, such as the right to development. Although I repeat that you said that you are not suggesting that the derivative right is a right of development. And then you have a human right document setting out human rights, but somehow there is a derivative right that the state infers from that document. Now, I don't want to get too academic and do intellectual acrobatics on that particular point, because we'll be here all day. But on that philosophical understanding of derivative rights arising from the Declaration on the Right to Development 1986, I disagree, and I just wanted to make that point clear. Thank you.